You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to that podcast on Money Control, which gives you a few stocks to pick. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Stock Picks of the Day.
Stock Picks of the Day. A Money Control exclusive.
We spoke to Dharmesh Shah of ICICIdirect.com Research, and this is the list of top 3 stocks which could give 10 to 16% return in the next 6 months. Let's go through that list very quickly first. ITC has a buy call with a CMP of 312 rupees, target of 345 rupees, stop loss at 285 rupees for a return of 11%. Then we have State Bank of India with a buy call as well, target of 341 rupees, stop loss placed at 278 rupees for a return of 10%. And finally, we have Majesco, which has a buy call as well, target of 598 rupees, stop loss at 448 rupees for return of 16%. Dharmesh had a few ideas about the trends on Dalal Street. Let's find out what they are. Nifty 50 took a breather on Wednesday amid profit booking ahead of August series derivatives contracts expiry. The broader markets relatively outperformed as Nifty Mid-Cap Index gained 0.5%, while Nifty Small-Cap Index inched up 1% for the session. The price action formed a small bearish candle signifying profit booking at lifetime highs after 400 points rally in the preceding 7 sessions. Going ahead, the expectation is that Nifty will maintain the buoyancy and eventually head towards 11,900. 25 levels in the coming weeks given the robust price structure. The recommendation from ICICIdirect.com Research is using a dip towards 11,600 to 11,650 as an incremental buying opportunity that would pave the way to head towards a revised target of 11,925 in the coming weeks. And that mark, that is 11,925, is of course a confluence of 161.8% external retracement of the entire decline of February to March 2018 and upper band of rising channel encompassing up move off the end of June low of 10,558, which is placed around 11,890. Structurally, the current leg of the up move off of the July low of 10,604 is larger in magnitude compared to the March to May 2018 up move. It is 1,156 points in comparison to the 977 points of the March to May 2018 up move. The elongated up move, along with shallow price corrections, signifies a robust price structure. This structural improvement makes ICICIdirect.com researchers confident that the Nifty would hold the key value area of 11,470 in the coming weeks. The Nifty Midcap maintained a higher high-low formation on the weekly chart supported by broad-based participation. This bodes well for an extension of the current up move. The current pullback off from July 2018 low, that is 2,159 points, is larger in magnitude compared to the previous pullback witnessed during the March to May 2018, which is 2,027 points, and that suggests a structural improvement. Going ahead, the expectation is that Nifty Midcap will relatively outperform the benchmark as the implied target of the falling wedge pattern at 20,320 coincides with the May 2018 high of 20,329. Therefore, one should focus on accumulating quality mid-cap stocks, is the suggestion of ICICIdirect.com. Let's go through that list of stocks very quickly. ITC, which has a buy call, current market price of 312 rupees. The share price of ITC has generated a resolute breakout above the rectangle pattern, thereby confirming strong base formation around 250 rupee levels, in turn resulting in a resumption of the primary uptrend. Currently, the stock is consolidating at a higher level to work off the excess formed during last month's sharp up move. The belief, therefore, is that the recent price activity signals a continuance of ongoing primary uptrend, thereby offering a fresh entry opportunity for medium-term investors. During July 2018, the ITC stock has witnessed a strong rally, gaining from 260 to 307 levels. In this process, it gave a breakout from the past 1 year's consolidation. After a strong breakout rally, the share price is seen taking a breather over the past 3 weeks. The temporary pause after a sharp rally has helped the share price to cool off the overbought conditions and in the process built a higher base, which would now act as a launchpad for the next leg of the rally. This overall price action has taken a shape of a bullish flag formation. A resolute breakout from the bullish flag pattern during the current week, suggesting a continuance of the recent uptrend after the conclusion of the temporary breather that provides a fresh entry opportunity with a favorable risk reward. The belief is that the stock has a strong base around 295 rupee levels, as it is the breakout area of the last 1 year consolidation that also coincides with the bullish gap area of the 27th of July 2018, placed around 295 rupee levels. The overall price development, according to Dharmesh Shah, is set to resolve higher towards the target of 345 rupees, which is the 80% retracement level of the entire secondary phase of correction, that is 368 minus 250, and that is placed around 344 rupees. Next, we move on to State Bank of India, which has a current market price of 309 rupees. The SBI share price has rallied 30% during mid-July to August 2018, despite a host of negative news signifying stock resilience. As a result, it maintained a higher peak and trough formation on the weekly chart, signaling persistent buying demand at elevated levels. The belief is that the corrective consolidation over the past 2 weeks has helped prices to cool off the overbought situation. The recent price activity signaled a fresh entry opportunity for medium-term investors to ride the next leg of the up move within the ongoing uptrend. In line with this view, the share price has witnessed a robust up move during mid-July to August 2018. Since then, it has undergone a secondary corrective phase. Currently, prices have been consolidating in the range of 290 to 309 rupees after retracing 50% of the last leg of the up move, that is 250 to 326, placed at 288. Dharmesh believes that the ongoing healthy consolidation would help the stock to form a higher base formation, boding well for a resumption of the primary uptrend. Therefore, the expectation is that the stock will hold the key value area of 278 in the coming weeks, as it is a confluence of the 52 weeks EMA placed at 275 and the 61.8% retracement placed around 279. The expectation is that the stock will resolve higher from here on and head towards 341, as it is a confluence of multi-year resistance of 351 coinciding with a 52 week high of 351. Therefore, to cut a long story short, the target we're looking at is 341 rupees, stop loss at 278 rupees for return of 10%. From SBI, we move on to Majesco, which also has a buy call. The share price of Majesco during July 2018 has formed a higher base around the 400 rupee levels, which is the confluence of the 61.8% retracement of the previous major up move from 304 to 603 and the previous breakout area of September 2017. The stock has seen a sharp up move from the support area of 400, and the entire price activity of the last 4 weeks has taken the shape of a bullish flag pattern. The stock is on the cusp of the bullish flag breakout and offers a fresh entry opportunity to ride the next leg of the up move in the stock. Time-wise, the stock retraced 80% of its previous 12 weeks decline, that is 581 to 401, in just 4 weeks, signaling strength and reversal of the corrective trend and resumption of fresh up move. The weekly MACD has generated a bullish crossover above its 9 periods average, thus validating the positive bias in the stock. The current up move in the last 4 weeks has been supported by the strong volume of almost double of the 10 weeks average volume of 4 lakh shares per week, signaling larger participation in the direction of the trend. The expectation is that the Majesco stock will continue with its positive trend and head towards 603 levels, as it is the measuring implication of the flag breakout, which also coincides with the January 2018 high placed at 603. But it might be a little too much technical information for those of us who are not as cued in, but let me give you a TLDR version of it. Let's recap those stocks one last time. ITC has a buy call, target 345, stop loss 285, return of 11%. SBI, buy call as well, target 341, stop loss 278, return of 10%. And finally, Majesco has a buy call as well, target 598, stop loss 448, return of 16%. And all of these trading ideas are valid for a time frame of 6 months. Well, that was a fairly detailed analysis of these three stocks, but hopefully you'll take away the fact that these are solid stock recommendations made by Dharmesh Shah of ICICIdirect.com Research. Today is a Thursday. We don't know who will win the tussle between the bears and the bulls. We will, of course, keep a track of all of that on moneycontrol.com and in the evening give you a quick recap of all the events if you've not been able to queue in the entire day. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.